This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A management system called Holacracy, where there are no bosses and workers are empowered to decide how to get work done, has been tried by 300 firms in the last decade, with 80% still at it. The switchover from Zappos, the online shoe outfit, has been difficult, leading to 200 quits. India has led the global rankings for traffic deaths for 8 straight years. There are roughly 130,000 road fatalities in 2013. There are 22,553 municipal and county governments in the U.S. Only 18 cities have enacted their own minimum wage increases since 2012. 18 have also mandated sick leave for private sector workers. 19 states have passed laws barring cities from enacting wage increases or mandatory sick leave. United Working Families, a coordinated effort between Grassroots Action Illinois, Action Now, formerly Chicago Acorn, SEIU, and Texas, and the Teachers Union, in an effort to unseat Rahm Emanuel as mayor, hit 400,000 doors, made 250,000 phone calls, and mobilized 5,500 people to volunteer for the progressives. New estimates from the Commonwealth Fund Biennial Health Insurance Survey in 2014 indicate that 23% of 19 to 64-year-old adults who were insured all year, or 31 million people, had such high out-of-pocket costs or deductibles relative to their incomes that they were underinsured. 11% of privately insured adults had a deductible of $3,000 or more in 2014, up from 1% in 2003. Amazon will start paying taxes in a number of European countries where it has large operations, instead of funneling nearly all of its sales through Luxembourg, a low-tax haven that is the home base in the region for Amazon and many other large tech companies. 71 people were arrested in Cleveland in a protest after the manslaughter acquittal of a police officer who killed two unarmed people in a car chase. Roughly 1 in 5 black adults works for the government, teaching school, delivering mail, driving buses, processing criminal justice, and managing large staffs. They are about 30% more likely to have a public sector job than non-Hispanic whites and twice as likely as Hispanics. Labor Department counts 500,000 fewer public sector jobs than before the start of the recession in 2007. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.